Well, welcome, John. You want to say a few words, and then we'll hear from the Campus Choral.
Okay. Thank you, Lynn, and thank you to Slate Hill Mennonite Church for this invitation to come and share with you. Bring greetings from Lancaster Mennonite School. It's an honor and a privilege to be here to share with you. We thank you for your gracious hospitality in welcoming the Campus Choral. This has been an exciting year, a busy year for us. Lancaster Mennonite School is celebrating its 75th anniversary, and so we've had a number of different celebrations throughout the year and still to come, just to remember actually 75 years of God's grace as we talk about it. Part of that is we created a 75th anniversary book that talks about kind of our journey. We started out in 1942 on a small Yates Episcopal boys' school at the current Lancaster campus where it's located. And since then, we've grown into five, soon to be possibly six campuses, including the Hershey campus where the students shared this morning. We're grateful for them. Lynn, I'm going to give this to you. You can put it in your church library. If one of you wants your own personal copy, and Lynn hoards it and doesn't let you, see me, I'll make sure that you get a copy. So thank you, Lynn. I was sharing with Lynn earlier this week, my aunt, Alberta Horst, who and her husband Lloyd, who used to pastor her here, their celebration of life, the funeral service was here yesterday afternoon. So I told Lynn, I said, I haven't been to Slate Hill since I remember my Uncle Lloyd pastoring in the church, the brick church over there. So it's been quite a while. And I said, I'll be here twice within 24 hours. Lynn assured me that that does not make me a member at Slate Hill. So nonetheless, 75 years, and yet we still value and hold on to those deep kind of things that we talk about from the very beginning when we talk about partnering of family, church, and school together, which makes what we believe strongly in, the optimum opportunity to teach and nurture and educate young students. Students provided with an excellent Christ-centered education, an education that transforms them and that they become transformers then who are world changers. Thank you to Slate Hill for your long-term support, being a partner church as you are, financially and also in your prayers. So we're grateful for your continued support in that. I'm going to just get a quick measure. Alumni of Lancaster Mennonite School who are here today, please stand. This Campus Choral always likes to, it's a good thing for Campus Choral to see this. Okay, now, if you are not an alumni, but you were a parent or a grandparent of a student who went to Lancaster Mennonite, stand. If you've ever taught at Lancaster Mennonite School or worked at Lancaster Mennonite School, am I missing any categories? Current students, we have a couple from Hershey. Oh, there you go. All right. Well, there you have it. Thank you. We have been blessed incredibly at Lancaster Mennonite School, the mission, the ministry there that's been carried on through the years. And when we talk about the Lancaster Mennonite School family, it's over 11,000 alumni that have circled the globe and are really, truly being world changers in so many ways. As you know, in January, our new superintendent, Pam Teason, began her term after Dick Thomas was there for 40 years, and she is jumping into her job, a tremendous responsibility, and she is doing well. We're grateful for her gifts that she brings to us. The Campus Choral. It's a wonderful group of students. It's kind of representative of who Lancaster Mennonite School is. And I invite in a special way for your prayers for them during their spring tour. You received in your bulletin there just where they will be. There's lots of travel, and it's not like Campus Corral is the only thing that they do. They're involved in, many of them are seniors, so they're finishing up, trying to decide where they're going to go to college. They're trying to prepare for their senior presentation, which is something that we require of each senior to share, kind of a reflection of their years at Lancaster Mennonite School. It's an exciting time, but it's also a lot of work for our seniors to do that. So please remember them and pray for them. Probably would be remiss if I wouldn't say one thing for some of you who was talking with Lynn. And by the way, I told Lynn I wouldn't share any stories from EMU when I was teaching down there, and Lynn was a student. If you want to hear some of those at another time, there are a few. There are a few. So the one thing, this is kind of, we celebrate March Madness, and our Lancaster Mennonite School boys basketball team is in this kind of middle of March Madness. They're one of eight teams left in the state in their division, and so they are playing, have a upcoming game, so we're kind of excited about that, and so that's just one little tidbit of what's happening at Lancaster Mennonite. Before the choir comes, I introduce Marcy. I just want to share a quick prayer. Let's pray. Great God of heaven and earth, you are creator of all of life and love which we experience. You are the God of mystery and miracle. You are the God that is in control of all things. And in these days, Lord, we call upon your name to show us, to help us, Lord, to be faithful to you and to be faithful to each other as your followers. And again, we thank you for Slate Hill Mennonite Church and just the special gift that it is to this community and around the world. And all God's people said, amen. Campus Corral and our director, Marcy Hosteller. Amen.
Okay, I was in the Congo and in Chad and in South Africa, and I observed that they don't just stand when they sing, they tend to move a little bit when they sing. It's part of the culture. And I think there's value in us learning these songs and trying to be authentic as possible. So it's a lot of fun for us to attempt to move and sing at the same time. Not a temper doing it, so Hlono Lofatsa, the Lord bless you.
Isaiah 48:20. Announce this with shouts of joy and proclaim it. Send it out to the ends of the earth. Say, the Lord has redeemed his servant Jacob.
Psalm 66, 1-2. For the director of music, a song, a psalm. Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious.
And now a praise song from a different tradition, a Western tradition. This is led by student Connor McCall with a voice of singing.
The Lord has redeemed
it's interesting that the passage that was read this morning at the very beginning, Psalm 23, it's one of the songs that we are going to sing, "The Lord is My Shepherd." I think about our country and how so much of it is run on fear. And how different would it be if we didn't live in that fear? We still worked at whatever we're working at, but we did it without fear. So this passage is one of assurance, the image of a pastor, as of a shepherd who leads us and is a calming influence. So I invite you to think of images that are calming that help you to center as Maya sings a solo of "The Lord is My Shepherd."
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters.
I'm aware that you have programs that were handed out in front of you, hopefully with some translations that you can follow along with. So you don't know exactly what's happening because I'm making selections from the program. We're splitting up into two sets. So the first set has five songs and the second set has five songs. This next piece is from the Renaissance. Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy. So I want you to think about where in your lives you need the Lord to have mercy. What are those things that just grip you and you just think, Lord, have mercy. Kyrie eleison.
Yeah.
Our next piece is entitled The Ground. This is by a work by a man named Ola Yelo, a Norwegian composer. He wrote a whole mass, and this is the final piece of the mass that he wrote. And the attempt at this final piece is to find a very centered, peaceful place in his life and in our lives. I wanted to acknowledge our two accompanists who are playing this morning for us, Melise and Allery. Very grateful to have them accompany us. And this one is accompanied by Allery. Our chamber choir will be singing one song called Cantate Domino. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Cantate, 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 bene dicite nomine.
every Sunday, most Sundays from now to the end, we have a bunch of concerts coming up. I would like to feature some of the students to share a song with you guys. This morning we have Mackenzie Brubaker, and I'm not even sure which song she's sharing. She composes many of her own songs. Mackenzie, are you doing one you wrote? Which one? Grounded? Awesome. The piece is called Grounded, and just give us one or two sentences about why you wrote this piece and what it's about.
Yeah. So I wrote Grounded because it was at a time where I was kind of struggling, and I just needed the Lord's centering, and this was my prayer for my life, that I would continue to be grounded and centered in Him and everything that I do. So, yeah, this is Grounded. Once I get my dress situated.
You are the source of delight.
Yes, Jesus.
You are my guide throughout the night. When the storm gets crazy and my vision's hazy, you keep me.
Four selections left, and I see that we're getting close to a time where it's supposed to be fellowship hour and Christian Ed, so I will not talk so much. Our next piece is called Rain Dance, and I do want to say rain can be devastating, as in Peru. Have you seen the images of the flooding going on? Do you know about it? It's not covered much. Total devastation. 100 lives, at least 70 to 100 lives have been lost. Too much rain, causing total devastation. And you know other parts of the world, drought, and the devastation that that causes. This song doesn't talk about any of those heavy issues. I just brought it up thinking about how rain can be also wonderful just to go out and play in the rain like we did when we were kids. So this says a song, it means nothing. The syllables are nothing. E maya, e aku maya. They're nonsense syllables. Just a fun piece. And we thought it'd be fun to have you join us. So you're making the rain sounds with us. So when I come and point to you, you're going to do what I'm doing, but don't do it till I point to you. So if I'm going like this, then you're going to snap your fingers, but don't start until I get to you. And you keep going until I cut you off. So rain dance. Idumea is a traditional American hymn tune. It asks the question, and am I born to die, to lay this body down? I will stop talking because I'm talking too much, but I wanted to let you know that Janelle Preheim, our violinist playing the solo, accompanied by Kayla, Janelle just made it into our state festival, which is pretty amazing. I think it's been a while since we've had any string players make it into state. We are honored. And our soloist at the beginning is Connor McCall.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for leading us in worship today. We really appreciate it. Now, please stand for the benediction, and then the benediction hymn will be number 118. Sisters and brothers, now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. And all God's people said,
Amen. Amen.